In the entertainment headlines this morning, NBC has had enough of the Golden Globes. More from Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLaura. Good morning, Cassie. So now that the ratings have tanked, NBC cuts ties with the Globe, huh?
You know, not so much about the ratings. Also, good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. It's one of those mornings like it's normal right now, and then that's how it was yesterday, and then all of a sudden, a lot of headlines came left and right that we had to completely change our show a couple times. It was a crazy day in Hollywood yesterday. But the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is now reacting to NBC canceling the 2022 Golden Globes. And like I mentioned, it's not so much the ratings. It's more so in response to the ongoing controversy surrounding the fact that the Hollywood Foreign Press's board members do not have any representation. There are no black members amongst them. And that was something that was, you know, highly talked about at the last Golden Globes. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association has since, you know, released a statement that they would be working on that. They were going to implement changes, but a lot of celebrities have been saying it's not quick enough, that it shouldn't have been this way in the first place. And so NBC felt like, you know, these changes would not happen soon enough by the next ceremony. And so they essentially pulled the plug on them. Now, of course, that means another outlet, another network could pick them up, but you know, that's still up in the air. And the Hollywood Foreign Press Association did address that yesterday in a statement saying, regardless of the next air date of the Golden Globes, implementing transformational changes as quickly and as thoughtfully as possible still remains the top priority for our organization. So we'll see what happens with that. But in the meantime, a lot of celebrities are responding and acting in their own ways of to protest against the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And one of those people is Tom Cruise. He actually returned his 3 Golden Globe awards in protest against the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which is a big move. And it just shows, though, how people are not in support of the lack of representation.
Yeah, there's going to be a stigma connected to the Golden Globes that may prevent another network from picking them up, at least doing that
exactly.
Quickly.
Exactly.
But NBC lived with the problems with the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for a while, but now the ratings have been low. It's less of a risk for them, I guess, to cut ties, don't you think?
You could say less of a risk. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say all of the award shows' ratings have pretty much gone down in the pandemic. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right. We have the Ben Affleck report of the day. what's the latest on
Bob,
this?
Again, if you would have told me this week that I would hear that Bennifer was like a thing again, I'd be like, what? What are you talking about? But Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were spotted again. This time they were enjoying a Montana getaway together. And so, you know, it's one thing when we see him spotted out and about in Los Angeles or visiting each other. But when you take a trip together, that's a little bit differently. Of course, these two are exes from back in the day. They split in 2004 after being engaged for 2 years. But we've learned, though, that they have remained friendly, you know, since they called it quits all of those years ago. But, you know, sometimes when you go through a breakup, you lean on that shoulder to cry on, and that shoulder sometimes is your ex. And, of course, J-Lo just called it quits with Alex Rodriguez. So, you know, maybe Ben really is the one. And what's so funny about this story that I love the most is just this morning, Matt Damon, who is a very, very, very good friend of Ben Affleck, he was on the Today Show. And of course, they asked him about what he thought about Bennifer 2.0. And he said, I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome. So he's got the support of, you know, Ben's got the support of one of his besties. So we'll see. Again, we'll see what happens with this one.
Well, I feel like I can go on with my Tuesday knowing all of that. And finally, we have good news for Grey's Anatomy fans. It's coming back, isn't it?
Yes. You know what's so crazy is I am like, this is the one show that I have watched religiously ever since the very beginning. And we have season 18 coming. It was just renewed this week. And good news for all the fellow Grey's fans like me, it's going to include the original cast members that we love that have been there throughout all seasons, Ellen Pompeo, Chandra Wilson, and James Pickens Jr. And I feel like this is big news, Bob, because it was so up in the air up until this announcement was made whether or not the season, or the series, I should say, was going to end this season with season 17. We see a lot of the old cast members have been coming back and making cameos. I mean, we got Patrick Dempsey back for the first time in forever. So I thought, okay, this is the way that they're going to go out with a bang. They're going to, you know, do all of the big acts of trying to wrap up all the storyline. So I personally thought, especially knowing that Ellen hadn't signed a new contract, I thought for sure season 17 would be the end. But just like pretty much Hollywood does to me a lot, it surprises me.
Mm-hmm. More than you ever wanted to know about Grey's Anatomy from Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLaura. Always good to talk to you. Thank you, Cassie.
You too, Bob. Have a great day.